At the back of the chapel, at the top, we can see some wooden gates, which went all the way through to the upper choir. It is known that at the time there was an organ to play music during masses. At the bottom is a replica of the iron gate to pass through to the lower choir. The original is between the courtyard and the orchard of the Palace of the Inquisition. This one had a double purpose. On the one hand, it gave a visual impact to the people that entered the mass. When they saw the fence, they understood that a nun could not leave the convent once she entered. The other purpose was so that the singing of the nuns who were present in each ceremony could pass through. To the right side of the gate, we can see a small wooden window, through which the Holy Communion was given to the nuns who were behind. Note that this window has two doors. To the right, we have one through which the young novices enter the convent once they profess the vows after an initiation ceremony to become part of the poor clares. Along the wall to the right, we can see small windows, which served as confessional booths. In this case, the priest was inside the chapel and the nuns on the other side, inside the convent. We know that there were occasions when they received visitors, but only with the authorization of the abbess, who was the superior mother, and under the supervision of a nun called the Listener.